There are more than 140 Roman Catholic women priests worldwide, but the Catholic Church doesn't recognize them because of a long-standing policy that forbids the ordination of women. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, some hope a new commission Pope Francis formed will lead to change.
When you walk into Sunday Mass at Indiana's Inner Church Center in Indianapolis, you're greeted by what sounds like a traditional Catholic service. They're singing, praying, and the offering of communion. But there's a woman presiding over the Mass. Today, it's Bishop Nancy Meyer.
It became real clear to me that I was called to ministry when I was 11 years old. And it was very clear to me it was a priest call.
Meyer is one of several women who lead services at the St. Mary of Magdala Catholic community. But what's happening here isn't sanctioned by the Catholic Church. That's why they have to meet at the Inner Church Center or in their homes.
I'm able to do almost everything that I want to do. I just am not able at this point to do it within the church building or with the blessing of the church officials, the archbishop of the church.
Pope Francis formed a commission earlier this year to explore the possibility of women serving as deacons. Pastor Maria McLean says she's heard this before.
I know what the Pope has said about women in leadership, and he's not for it. So this could be just a way of trying to keep people happy.
Whether women can be ordained in the Catholic Church has been hotly debated. Religious studies expert Constance Fury says in the 90s, Pope John Paul II wrote that the Church doesn't have the authority to ordain women as priests.
The idea is that in the office of the priesthood, the priest is acting as Christ. And the traditional line that forbids the ordination of women says that because Christ was male and all of Christ's followers were male, then the priesthood must be male.
But Fury says there is evidence in the New Testament that women served as deacons, and there's a growing movement that supports welcoming women priests into the Catholic Church.
People who argue for the ordination of women think there's another point that's really important, and that is the question of, is this just affirming the patriarchy of the church, or is this really about something that was essential in the early church?
The women with St. Mary of Magdala say there's no reason they shouldn't be allowed to serve in leadership roles within the Catholic Church. Bishop Meyer says she commends Pope Francis for exploring the possibility of female deacons. She doesn't expect an immediate change, but she hopes the Pope will listen.
We really need our voices to be heard because we look at things, we do things differently than men do that.
For now, Meyer says she'll continue serving as a woman priest with the hope that someday she will be able to do so within the walls of a Catholic church. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.